Today, I'm super excited to have Val Williams as my guest. Val is an executive coach and a master certified coach. She's a leadership consultant who specializes in helping senior executive leaders and their teams be more effective. And I know this firsthand because Val was my executive coach and advisor when I was the VP of Training, Learning, and Development for McDonald's Corporation. She's also the author of several books, including Executive Foundation, Executive Think Time, and The Influence Puzzle, six aspects of powerful executive presence, which is the focus of our discussion today. Welcome, Val. We're thrilled to have you.
Thanks, Diana. Happy to be here.
All right, well, let's get into this topic. Sometimes executive presence can be hard for people to put their finger on. And what happens is I think people get then vague feedback or vague advice. So what does executive presence mean to you? And why do you think it's so important for our leaders to focus on it today? Because we know things are changing rapidly out there.
Yeah, I agree that people often think that executive presence is vague, and they say things like, well, I just know it when I see it. But my view, and I learned this from leaders that I've worked with, is that executive presence actually is not vague. Here's what my clients have told me. A lot of people think executive presence is a whole list of techniques or things that you do on yourself. Or that executive presence is really just how you look and how you sound and how you appear. And all those things do count. You definitely have to have a good appearance and you have to have great oral presentation. But once you reach the more senior level, once you pass vice president level and C-level, I think you have to have that next level of executive presence and have another layer. And so here's my view of executive presence. Executive presence is an assessment and it's an evaluation that's made by other people all the time about you as a leader. I think it's really helpful to think about it that way, that if I'm a senior executive, I'm being assessed every day, all the time, by other people. And so what I enjoy helping leaders with is, how can you earn this assessment from other people that you're a great leader and that I want to follow you? And how can you earn that assessment for the rest of your career? And why is this so important in the world that's changing today? Because since the world's changing so fast, this assessment that other people are making about your presence is also changing moment by moment. So it's not a done deal. Your executive presence is something that's it's dynamic, it's fluid. That's why I say it's like a puzzle to figure out all the time. How do you have that powerful presence in different situations and with different people? And that can change day to day.
Let's get a little bit into the meat of your book. When you talk about this, building this powerful executive presence, and I love how you said you can keep building this and you need to. So if it's not what you want and you're not as influential as you need to be, you can make those adjustments.
Yes.
You talk about this influence puzzle, the three P's and the three C's. Can you break them down a little bit more for our audience?
This is the model I use for executive presence, which I call the influence puzzle. I made it simple so that people I work with can remember it. The three P's and three C's, they're best practices for how you earn this assessment from people that, yes, you have a powerful executive presence. Or said another way, the three P's and the three C's are the six areas that other people are evaluating your leadership on. Whether they express it to you or not, people are always trying to figure out, what kind of leader are you? Will they follow you? My coaching is about having leaders pay attention to these six things that people are paying attention to. And where did I get these six things, you might wonder? I got them from my own clients. I went and talked to my own clients who are at VP and C level and asked them about their own executive presence and what are those areas. And to make it simple, the three P's, purpose, power, and peace, and the three C's, clarity, courage, and connection. These are the things my clients say matter, both for their own performance and for how they themselves evaluate others. So three P's, purpose, power, and peace. purpose is about knowing, why am I a leader? Why am I here? That's different than your job description. That's about, why do I want to step up? And why do I feel I can be entrusted with the lives of several people? Power is about, how do you as a leader handle power? Because you don't want to overuse power, but neither do you want to underuse power. So we work a lot on what's that right use of power. And peace, P-E-A-C-E, peace is about being that calm, thoughtful leader, so looking at the stories that we tell ourselves and about others. The three C's, clarity, courage, and connection. Clarity is about your brand, and is it clear to people who you are? Courage is about making the tough decisions, making the tough calls. And connection balances everything. Can you do everything that we're talking about, but still have great relationships with people? So those are the three P's and the three C's.
I love that. And I love how you talked about to help you become the most effective executive. And I believe that the best executives are always wanting to continue to improve.
I can give you an example of how I worked with one leader on using the three P's and the three C's because they were already successful.
Great.
I was coaching one VP of marketing for confidentiality. Let's just call her Susan. And so I want to take you back to when she first started learning about executive presence and specifically her discovery that her executive presence really mattered. So here's someone already doing well. She was rated very well for her performance and her function. And she was also the member of a senior leadership team for her business unit. And when she was in that meeting with her peers and her boss, she felt frustrated in the meeting. And what she told me was that she felt she had really good ideas about where the company needed to go, but she was not able to influence her peers. And it started to be painful because she was feeling as if she was not relevant in the decision-making, especially when she was in the leadership team meeting. Now, she was well-liked. She didn't have any conflict with peers. But what she felt is that she wasn't being a real player. She would complain about this to her boss, and it was her boss who pegged this as the need to strengthen her executive presence. And that's how we started working together. And she was really open to learning. We worked on all six aspects, the three P's and the three C's, but we focused on just two. So we focused on the first P, purpose, and we focused on the first C, clarity. She had to get a lot clearer about why she was there. She had great ideas, but why did she want to be a leader of marketing? She transitioned from an individual contributor and worked her way up to vice president, but why? We had to identify what she really cared about. And for her, it was actually way beyond some of the marketing projects she was working on. She really cared about the patients that were going to benefit from that product because they were in healthcare. When she started learning to embody that purpose, because the coaching was on how to do that, she started behaving differently at meetings. She started presenting ideas from more of an enterprise view. She started having the meetings before the meetings with peers. She started looking at how did her purpose have to dovetail with the purpose of her peers. And gradually, she became a much larger player because she had a bigger presence, much more influence with her peers, and way less frustration. So it took some work on her part, but clarifying that purpose made a big difference for her. She got to the point then where at meetings, because of the work she was doing outside the meeting as well as inside the meeting, she felt more relevant. That presence came from the inside out. She really got how much being in touch with her purpose mattered. That's what also increased her clarity and her brand. That's just one example of somebody who was already a great performer, but was able to have much greater impact once she clarified her presence, her clarity, and got a stronger executive presence.
One of the things I'm seeing in today's changing world, as you said, things are changing faster. You have to be more agile. You have to be able to adapt faster. And the workforce has changed. You know, the expectations are different. And if you don't resonate with your workforce and you don't influence them, and as you talked about, the higher you go up, the more it is about influence, people aren't going to follow you. They may not even stay with you. That's one of the challenges as I'm coaching leaders and interacting It is a challenge to attract and retain top talent today. It's even more critical to be that kind of leader that has that executive presence and influence, because if you don't, people aren't going to follow, and then you're not going to get the results you want, and you become frustrated.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Diana. And that's that idea that executive presence is an assessment made by other people. It's the people who are following you that make that assessment. Do you have a presence that's worth following?
Val Williams coaches senior executives on how to increase their daily impact by strengthening their own unique leadership skills combined with a more powerful executive presence. You can find out more about how Val can provide you with personal executive coaching and leadership seminars specially designed for your organization by visiting www.valwilliams.com. And check out Val's book, The Influence Puzzle, 6 Aspects of Powerful Executive Presence, available now on Amazon.com and on her website, www.valwilliams.com.